B4CEF mobile.
Okay, B4CBA.
And how are you doing?
Oh, just marvelous. Simply marvelous. How about yourself?
Pretty good. Can't complain. It's, what, 66 degrees outside? I'm going to head to the airfield and go fly some RC planes for a little while. How about you?
I'm meeting my family on Woodruff Road at a Mexican restaurant over here. So, but that sounds like fun. I've got two RC planes. I need to get one of them ready. One of them's old school. It runs off of nitro methane.
Guys out at the airfield that I'm at with Steve and Dave, and they fly the nitro. I mean, they got some pretty nice setups.
Well, I hadn't had this one up in the air yet, but boy, it'll run. I tell you what, it is something else. So, we'll just have to see. I tell you, people are just idiots out here. Good cow. Lady almost hit me getting a turn lane.
There's plenty of them out there, and I hate to say it now, with cell phones, they're even more distracted than ever.
Determined she was going to get in this left turn lane, and she didn't care. She took me out. I had to slam on my brakes to get out of her way.
And that's why I'm kind of thankful that I leased cars from work. If somebody hits me, then I'm really not out of car. I can say that much. So I'm not as inclined to move out of the way if people just want to be stupid.
No, I don't want to wreck this thing because it's brand new, and I just bought it a few months ago, and got 1,100, almost 1,200 miles on it. So, I try to stay out of the crazy people's way.
They understand I wouldn't want to wreck a new vehicle either. Like I said, if it wasn't for the fact that this one ain't mine, it'd be a bigger deal.
Makes me wish I still had my 79 Jeep Quadratrac, and I just put a brush guard on the front of it and just plow right into them. What the heck?
You could do that sometimes, wouldn't it?
Whole thing, I'll tell you, it was big. It was a big Jeep back before they downsized them, and it was kind of ugly, but it was full time four wheel drive. It got the job done, and I drove it up to Asheville a good many years ago, but they had 18 inches of snow, and it did just a fantastic job. And never had a problem with it, and it was just a great vehicle.
And I've seen some older Jeeps do some pretty amazing things. We used to go, I guess it'd be mudding down off of 29, where that, I guess it's a distribution center, but there used to be a lot of people who went down back in there, and I saw a CJ7 stuck. I mean, it was buried up to the bottom of the door. The guys got out there, they cleaned the distributor cap off, put it back on. I don't know how they did it, but they fired it right up, and that thing pulled out of there, and then he drove it back up the hill, and I was just amazed that he'd be able to do that.
I never had that one off-road. I don't know what it could do, but it probably would have needed a little more aggressive tires on it, but It did well in the snow, and so I don't have any complaints. Well, I have arrived at my destination. I'm going to have to leave you with it, and looks like some people are already here. Anyway, 73s, and remind me of your name again. Name is David, and I'll stick around for your final, KB4CBA.
Same thing, David. I always swear it's David when I talk to you, but horrible with names. The name's here is Andrew, so I'll talk at you again on the radio. You enjoy your time with your family and enjoy that Mexican, so hope it don't disagree with you, but that's what it always does. But anyway, have a good one. 73KO4CEF, and I'll be monitoring.
73 is KB4CBA.